represented the Word of God. And that's why David said, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." Hallelujah. So let's not get carried away with the fleshly part, the fruit of the Spirit, or the core things in the heart of a man. It's what's found inside of him, so that you can't look at the outside of a man and know what's on the inside. You can look at a shiny apple and bite it open, and it's just not really good at all. It's not good at all. But the seeds may be good. The core is that central part. No wonder the Lord said, "Where two or three are gathered together, I'll be there in the midst of it. I'll be in the center of it. I'll be the core of it." And when Christ is the center of your life and everything circles around Christ, then you're going to have a wonderful life. You'll enjoy the other parts of your life. And so the core is considered the heart of anything. And he chooses us. Now listen close. He said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you." He did not choose you for this. Because of your color of your skin, whether you had hair or you don't have hair. He didn't choose you for what kind of clothes you wear. He didn't even choose you because you taste good. And everybody likes you. And everybody thinks you're wonderful. He didn't choose you for that. He chose you because you had core values. He chose you on your heart, the heart of the thing. He chose you for what you have in your heart, not for what you have on the outside. And too many times, my brothers and sisters, we judge people by what's on the outside and cannot see past this to end this, to get to this. Some people are rotten to the... But if the core is good, that's okay, because God will take that and he'll make more fruit out of it. We've all said, "Man, he's rotten to the core." Well, that's okay, because you know what brings rottenness to the core? The bruises in life. The bruises in life. Spreads, but it doesn't destroy this. Are you hearing me tonight? It may destroy the outside, got bruised. And I know when I go to Walmart and I look at apples, I'm not going to buy one got a big bruise on it. Are you? I set that back. Now, I'm telling you, I had got convicted of this, and I'm just sharing with y'all my convictions. I know a good apple when I feel one. And I squeeze them real hard to see if they pop. And then I have to keep that apple. I used to want to put it back, but I keep it, even if I buy one, because I know that that's going to bruise it. And so what happens is in the transportation, in the picking, or in the raising, if you will, somewhere's in life that outside got bruised, and it spread to this so that it doesn't taste like I want it to taste. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't hurt this. That's what God is. Oh, I'm so excited about this word, because he chose me, not because of those things that you would choose me for. See, nobody would have voted David to be the pastor of this church. Y'all got my resume and you checked with everybody and said, "You know, what kind of guy is he?" But what you couldn't see really is the seed. And David was rotten to the core, but he had a heart. Whew, that was after God's own heart. He had a heart that was full of the Word. "Put thy word have I hid in my heart. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Thy word. And God got excited because he loved his word. And inside the core of David was a good man. Now outside he did some bad things. And we judge people by their actions. But we sometimes need to quit judging by the actions and look and let God do the judging based upon their heart. Because we first look at the outside and then we taste it and then we throw it away. But I'm telling you, the life is not in the peeling. The life is not in that fleshly part. The life is where the core is. And God chose you because you had a good core. Clap your hands to the Lord. He chose you because you had a good heart. Hallelujah. Core values. Do you know what core values mean? Moral. You know what moral mean? Moral values and things of this nature. The core of anything. You know, it's like I do investment things for people, and a lot of times I have what I call a core holding. It's something I buy that I'm going to hold on. Good times, bad times, it doesn't matter. This is going to be my rock. This is my stabilizer. And all these other things, you know, try to help them make a living, all this kind of stuff. But you got to have some core values. You've got to have some core values. Because if you don't have any core values, then God's not going to choose you. And so we need to honor people that have good core values in life. The main contents of the core are the seeds that are protected by the outer shell. You know, when you cut into that apple, you finally get to a little hull that is around the seed, and then you get to the seed. And these seeds are protected on the inside of the fruit, or the flesh, if you will. And again, David put the seed or the word of God in his heart that kept him from sinning. The more you know about me, the better you ought to be. And God wants your fruit to remain until the word matures. Are you understanding what I'm trying to preach? If you stay with this long enough, then eventually those seeds that are planted in you will mature, and that will bring eternal life, because that seed will give more yield to more seed. What is God after? More fruit. He, even in the cutback season of our life, when he trims us back and prunes us, he says, I cut you back that you might bring forth more fruit. Why? More seeds. Not the fleshly part, but the seeds is what God is after. And every harvest came from a seed. It's seed to seed. Oh my God. I mean, we get excited about the fruit, but God gets excited about the seed. And the heart is the core. And I'm thankful that God chose me. He looked at the core values of all of us and said, I can use them in spite of their failures. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says where a man's treasure is, there his heart is. There's his core values, is where his treasure is. I look at what people value in life, right? You look at what they value in life, there's where their seeds are. That's where they're making, they're planting. They're planting their harvest there. Hallelujah. The Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect, but I'm here to tell you, your heart is made perfect through Christ. Out of the abundance of our heart come blessings and cursings. It's your heart that yields out everything else. And I'm closing with this. God adopted you and I through the spirit of adoption. So you that are adopted, you got to know somebody loved you. Somebody loved you when you didn't even know it. And when you would have been wasted in life, somebody decided, I choose you. And I'm so glad that he looked through, and many are called, but I choose you. You are chosen. And it just overwhelmed my heart to know that God, knowing that I would fail and knowing where I would be in life, he chose me in spite of all those things, and he did you as well. That's true love, my brothers and sisters. Because when you adopt someone, then I read to you, you become an heir. When you adopt, all you adopted children are just as much heir as the brother and sister that was born in the family. And that's why I said you are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Wow. God brought me in. I got a brother that never failed. Jesus Christ never failed. I get the same reward he does. What a wonderful God that we serve, that he would choose me and not just the perfect ones, because there would have only been one. But he took my iniquities and my sins upon him and said, I'll bear them for all the world. Hallelujah. So we were adopted by the Spirit of God. So the scripture says that God has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So before the world was ever created, he knew Eric and Bowden. He knew you would sit here. He knew what your failures would be before you sit here. And he knows what your failures would be after you get up tonight. And he still chose you. And you too, brother. That's what I love about God. Hallelujah. Now what you and I need to do is to walk in the integrity of our adoption. Many times people that are adopted won't say, I was adopted. When they all say, I was adopted. Thank God somebody wanted me. Hallelujah. I was adopted. How many of you are adopted out here now? Do you understand what I'm preaching? I mean, say, I'm happy that I was adopted. I know we're born into this thing, but through adoption, we're born into this thing. And we were grafted in this thing. The whole Gentile dispensation was grafted into this thing. Do you know that most every fruit tree that you get is grafted? If you'll notice down close to the trunk, you'll see an old scar where somebody, and I just bought, y'all gonna laugh. I'm excessive compulsive, y'all hadn't learned this yet. I bought 20 chestnut trees. Not two, 20. And I got them all planted. So 20 years from now, y'all come to me, I'll give you some chestnuts. But every one of them, they said, we have some seedlings. And they're this price. We have some grafted ones and they're this price. I said, I'm willing to pay the price to get the grafted ones. And so when the Jews rejected God, he cut them off. See, that's what happens. But the roots were still good. He cut them off and he took the Gentile dispensation and he put them in there and he bound their wounds. See, when I planted these, they still had tape around them. And I undid the tape and everything, and there was the wound, but it is healed. And now the tree's got green leaves on it. Boy, I got high expectations of that. And I'm going to take real good care of my adopted trees. But he said, you that are Gentiles, don't rejoice that you were grafted in, because I'm able to cut you off too. He said, if I cut off the angels, I'll cut you off too. He said, but rejoice, not that devils are even subject to you, but rejoice that your names, hallelujah, are written in the Lamb's book of life. And the only way they're written there is because he adopted me through his spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. So what you and I need to do is to protect the core. Protect the core. Amen. We're going to make mistakes and we're going to get bruised in life. And I know one bad apple, they say, makes another bad apple. But I want to tell you, even though that may be the case, God is after this right here. And I'm afraid many, many, many times we are way too hard on ourselves because it doesn't taste good. God's not after taste. He's not after look. He's not after shininess or beauty. What he's after is something like this little seed. It's not pretty at all. But I'm here to tell you the next apple is in this seed. There is an orchard inside of this seed. You plant this seed, it'll yield some more apples. And inside those apples, you can get some more seeds. And before long, you could feed the world off of this one seed. That your fruit may remain. Stay on the vine. Rotten or not rotten, stay on the vine till your seeds get ripe. And God will plant that seed and you'll have a mighty harvest. Do you love the Lord tonight? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anybody else got anything to say before we leave? Any of you gardeners or anybody, sister? You may have this seed. You got plenty of seeds. Thank the Lord. Tell them. What about me when I was a little boy? Just because I said about that chicken and eating them bones, you see what she's going to do to me? I know better now, though, Mama. I look too much like you and act too much like you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand. I love all of you. I do want you to know how much I appreciate you coming on Tuesday night. The distances that some of you travel is amazing to come here, and I do appreciate it. I appreciate our church. Would you pray with me? God, I ask you to meet the needs of everybody here tonight. We all have different needs, and some truly been bruised in life from being carried maybe one place to another or just different things we go through in life. But God, I believe everybody here got great core values that you love, and you chose us. Hallelujah. Not based upon the bruises of life. Maybe for some of us, Lord, you had compassion on us and chose us for those reasons. But God, I believe inside of all of us are good hearts that you can use in your kingdom. And though we mess up and though we make mistakes now and in the future, I pray, God, continue to mold me and to make me into what I can be used in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless y'all. Be careful going home.